Welcome back. You made it. So great to be with you all again. So today is step one, ask and awaken. The very simple idea, we have not because we ask not, is found in many spiritual traditions throughout the ages. So today we're going to harness the power of asking, but in a way that's aligned with our individual soul and with the light, and in a way that will over time help us to continue to align, direct, and fuel our dreams with the light. Throughout this process, we are going to use a particular location in the body, often referred to as the Tisratil. Many Eastern traditions consider this area of the physical body the seat of the soul. And I personally experience this as the most powerful focal point for me in terms of accessing my connection to the light and to my intuition. The Tisratil can be found at the center of your head, approximately. So you can just now touch the tops of your ears and imagine an imaginary line connecting your two fingers. And the middle point of this line is approximately the Tisratil. So just now be aware of this point for when we use it shortly. That point is the Tisratil. So we begin step one with asking either inwardly or out loud. I ask for the light to fill, surround, and protect me for my highest good. Now, take in a deep breath, and as you take in this deep breath, focus your attention at the Tisratil, and as you're taking in this beautiful, deep breath, imagine a spark of bright white light at that point that builds in strength and light as you breathe in. Then, as you breathe out, this brilliant white light fills the entire body. Again, breathe in as deeply as you can, and at the same time, your entire head is filled with bright white light. And then breathing out, seeing, feeling this white light traveling, filling your entire physical body. And for a last time, breathing in, deeply filling your stomach with air while simultaneously filling your head with this beautiful bright white light. And then breathing out, slowly and sweetly exhaling all of the air from your lungs and at the same time filling your entire body with this light. It might take some time for you to naturally and effortlessly see and experience the light in this way, but over time, our inner muscles for seeing and experiencing the light grow powerfully. Next, we ask within for our dream with the intention of aligning with the light. So at first I suggest writing this question down, but eventually it will work to simply ask this inwardly and then to get your answers inwardly also. But initially, I highly recommend writing both your question and your answers in your journal. So we write, "Dear light, is my dream for my highest good? And if so, how will it grow and expand me?" But instead of writing my dream, you are going to write down a description of your actual dream. For example, you might write, "Dear light, is having a baby for my highest good? And if so, how will it grow and expand me?" Or, "Dear light, is getting married for my highest good? And how will it grow and expand me?" Or, "Is my new business project, changing jobs, starting this new business, going back to school, for my highest good? And if so, how will it grow and expand me?" And you can use as much or as little detail as you like. When we're first beginning to lean into a new dream, it's very general, right? We're still in the stage of learning if it's truly aligned for us. But as we receive our intuition every day, supporting that dream as our focus, we start to receive the details and next steps for the dream, and then the dream that we choose to voice becomes more detailed. For example, when I was leaning into changing careers, I began asking, "Dear light, is coaching for my highest good?" And after I'd been leaning into that one question for many months, it became more specific and changed to, "Is resigning from my company to expand into my coaching practice for my highest good?" Later it became, "Is focusing on relationship coaching for my highest good?" And even recently, "Is my 7-day audio guide for my highest good?" So each day after you ask the light, you'll be asking for whatever stage of your dream you're clear with, asking if it's for your highest good and how will it grow and expand you. Carolyn Mace has one of my favorite quotes: always go with the choice that scares you the most, because that's the one that's going to help you grow. So as soon as we have finished writing that question, we then close our eyes, move to stillness, and then begin to write down our answers as we receive them. For those of you that haven't done a lot of work receiving intuition or being guided inwardly, I'm going to suggest one particular technique. And for those of you that have particular intuition techniques that work for you, please feel free to use those. So the technique I'm going to walk you through, I call talking with my highest self. First, I close my eyes and I move my focus within to the Tisratil. And I imagine that I'm in a beautiful treehouse. I can see a tropical rainforest all around us, and I'm sitting on these incredibly lush, comfy couches. And on the opposite couch, I see my highest self. My higher self has beautiful, blonde, long, curly hair, and she shines light. She's luminescent, she's beautiful. And so as soon as I close my eyes, I let my higher self answer the question that I've just asked. I then go back and forth from listening to her with my eyes closed and then opening my eyes to write down my answers, and so on and so forth. This technique works well for most people as it's visual, for those that mostly see through the light. It's also auditory for those that hear, and it's also kinesthetic for those that more feel, sense, experience, or have an inner knowing with intuition, with your guidance within. Okay, so let's actually jump in. The bottom line here is that this is a skill. This takes time, patience, and focus to cultivate. So I'm going to ask that you be patient. It may take some time before you get into your groove of how you really effectively receive your intuition, your answers. I guarantee you it will be more than worth it. So let's do it. Just now, writing down the question, dear light, is my dream for my highest good? And if so, how will it grow and expand me? And so now, close your eyes, come into stillness. Move 100% of your awareness and attention to the Tisratil and allow yourself to see, hear, or feel your conversation with your higher self within. Imagine the place where you are. It's the most beautiful place you could possibly imagine. And as you spend time with your higher self, receiving your answers, then opening your eyes and writing them down in your journal, and then again, returning to your inner focus, your conversation with your highest self. And then receiving answers, writing them in your journal, and so on and so forth. For about a minute. And you can pause the audio now and return when you're complete if you'd like some more time. So now take a moment to be aware of how that feels. What's your experience? If that felt powerful and profound, great. If that felt confusing and convoluted, great. With patience and persistence every day, this affirmation of your dream and its purpose and power in your life will move mountains. So be patient and be kind and sweet to yourself as you expand into this new skill and into this first step. So my final support for you for step one, ask and awaken, particularly for those of you that haven't done a lot of this kind of inner work, you might find this a bit of a stretch and you might be overly concerned with the accuracy of what you're receiving. You might be asking, is this my ego? Are these just thoughts? Am I making this up? Is this really information directly from God Almighty herself? My spiritual teacher, John Roger, said to us, it's our willingness to do that gives the ability to do. So I sincerely encourage you to jump headfirst into this process. Be willing to show up for yourself and just be willing to participate fully and receive whatever experience is present. So that's step one, ask and awaken. Tomorrow we'll review step one and then jump straight into step two, where we'll be receiving our dreams into deeper levels of consciousness and more. Great job today, everyone. So much light and grace to your day. Be with you tomorrow.